Hello and welcome to another episode of Pyro Unleashed. Tune in weekly as Donnie and David discuss all things pyro, from the business aspect of the industry to technical tips and mesmerizing pyro designs. On Pyro Unleashed, we invite cutting-edge experts to the podcast to discuss their role in making this industry a success. So, sit back and unleash your inner pyro with us.
Oh, how you doing, Donnie?
Doing pretty good. Are we episode number 12 already?
Number 12. Crazy. It seems like it's flying by.
I know. It's like we only got about four more after this one for the first season. So
Yeah.
It's been a quick season, and also getting a busy season now, it sounds like, too, for everybody.
Oh, man, it's been absolutely, I've been slammed. I mean, honestly, I've been busy for, probably two and a half months. So,
yeah,
starts to put a strain on the family life, but, I mean, it's all in the name of fireworks, right?
Yep. Run. That's all we do this time of year.
So, exactly.
So as we dive in this week, we got Dominator Fireworks sponsoring us again this week. Dominator Fireworks is a China-based supplier of all things pyrotechnics, from sparklers to 8-inch display shells and everything in between. Dominator offers almost double the SKUs of other suppliers. Dominator Fireworks was established almost two decades ago and has been a reliable, trusted supplier in the industry since 2005. Dominator has a lifelong supporters of the PGI, NFA, APA, countless regional clubs and organizations, and now the Pyro Unleashed podcast.
All right. Yep. Thanks again, Ed, with Dominator Fireworks. Really do appreciate sponsoring this podcast. And I know, again, you know, he was on episode two and really had a good talk with Ed and all the great things he's doing in the industry. Thanks again, Ed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely looking forward to talking to Ed again next season as we talk more about some of the rules and regulations that are kind of in coming through the areas lately. So.
Yes. Yep. You have the rules and regulations. I know we're going to be talking about how the season was for Dominator as a whole. And So.
All right. Last week we had Scott Shue last week. How was that?
We did. I loved it, man. It was a great episode. Learned a lot about the club over in Wisconsin. Yep. And just ways that you can get involved in a local club. Just really good.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah, I'd never talked with Scott before, and so it was a good opportunity to chat and get to know him a little bit more. So yeah, it was great that he came on and shared his experiences with all of us. So
yeah, most definitely. I know. Like, I mean, he talked about even his not so good experiences in competitions. I know he doesn't want to bring a lot of light to that, and kind of wanted to say I apologize for bringing that up. And, but fireworks are not always the good, right? There is negative in doing fireworks, just in every portion of it.
I mean, there's always going to be mistakes and errors and issues. And, I think the more you kind of surface those and talk about those, the better you can help others from maybe not having the same mistakes and same issues and such like that. So I think it's always good to talk about, some of the things that went wrong in the shows, and you can learn about them as well as helping others kind of, understand some of the pitfalls they can run into.
Exactly. Yep. 100%. Yep. I agree with you. All right. Well, where were you at last weekend, Donnie?
Last weekend, we were at Spirit of 76 demo in Missouri Showdown.
Yeah.
It was a busy weekend. So a lot of KCAP members were out there on Friday, at least doing all the prep work and breaking stuff apart. And I know they were at least under the cover of some covered area because it rained a lot on Friday. And then we had a great day Saturday morning, set up all day long. Weather was perfect. And as we got closer to the end of the night, we knew some storms were coming. And so Spirit of 76, they did the right thing. And they actually started 15 minutes early, the demo.
Oh, okay.
And then they really kind of buzzed through the demo pretty fast so they could, so we could get to the show. They wanted to make sure that, you can obviously get through the shows and all that, and then they had a lot of spectators there watching the shows, and so they want to make sure you get everybody out there safely. Oh, right. And The storms coming were severe, and they had tornadoes on them. And so we were in a tornado watch. Oh, wow. We were in a tornado watch most of the evening. So they wanted to get everybody in and out of there. And so luckily got through everything. And we had a very quick cleanup and got to hang out up in their retail store afterwards for a little afterglow. And
that's awesome.
Trying to wait out the storms a little bit, but we were kind of slow. So we drove back home through the storms. It was pretty gnarly for a little bit, but yeah, other than that, I mean, you know, they had a great demo. I think they had 61 items they demoed. So,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, everything from fountains, the 200 grams, to, you know, the cakes. It's mostly retail stuff they demo. So they don't really demo a whole lot of the pro line. Okay. They do demo some of their new show series brand line stuff. So.
Yeah, that black and white wrap stuff.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff used to be pro line. And so they reclassified it to the show series to get out of that pro line professional use kind of category when it really wasn't.
Right. I mean, really, it's just all 500 gram.
Yeah.
1,000 gram per, right?
Yeah, it was mostly, so it was mostly stuff that was, they put it under pro line, but it really wasn't pro line. So they demoed a lot of that stuff. But yeah, they've got some good stuff out there that they demo. And so they buzzed through that. And then afterwards, we had the showdown. We believe
Cat versus Mopar.
Yeah, we believe it was the eighth annual. I think it was like four wins for KCAP, three for Mopar going into this one. And so KCAP, they had won like the last three in a row. So we had a kind of a hot streak going. And it was funny because Mopar showed up that day and they had t-shirts on. And the t-shirt said like best second place team on them or something like that. So they were already preparing for that second place. It was really kind of funny. They had their shirts that said, you know, second place on them. So they kind of foretold the future, I guess, maybe. I don't know. If you've seen the videos out there, I mean, obviously you've seen that, you know, KCAP won again.
I will say, you know, watching it, like the Mo Pyro show, like the music selection, I'm not gonna lie. I think the music selection was probably my favorite from watching the two.
Devin from Opire, he did a great job with the music selection. I really liked the choice of music.
Wonderful.
Different kind of music you wouldn't probably see, especially the opening song. Not something you would really see at a lot of Pyro musicals. And so I really liked their song choices. I think their show went really good. I think what hurt them, I think, was they had some cakes that went long.
I was getting ready to ask, was that some cakes that weren't kind of went long then?
Yeah, I think if they would have maybe back fused those cakes, you know, maybe, and then fired that back cue towards the end of the night, it would have maybe finished those cakes off a little bit sooner. So I think that's probably what hurt them. I think it's the last cakes went a little long, and it probably cost them some points. KCAP show wasn't perfect either. I mean, if you watch the video, there were some comments that went astray here and there, and just some things.
Supposed to be like a negative, and they were going positive. Yeah, so vice versa.
Travis from KCAP, he did our show and did a phenomenal job. I always enjoy Travis's music selection. He always comes up some very creative music selections, and he cuts those songs up so much. It's crazy, like how many cuts he does to create one song. And I always enjoy listening to the music choice that he has and the way he cuts things up. And he did a wonderful job of breaking apart cakes and all that kind of stuff to get everything. I mean, he had everything individually matched in that show other than slices. Like every shot was individually matched. So like we had 785 cues in that 5-minute show.
Okay. So I know you guys have been doing the whole marriage thing. Did you guys just primarily stick with Cobra?
It was just a Cobra show. Yeah. It was just a straight up Cobra. I don't know how many mods they had out there. It was 30 or 40 mods, I think roughly somewhere around that neighborhood out there. So,
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, for 5 minutes. Yeah, that's really
good. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had a lot. One of the other things that Mopyro didn't do is have ground effects.
Okay. So
if you watch their show, they had nothing. Yeah.
You guys had had the color flames going up the hill, almost creating the airport runway.
Yeah. That's the unique. So if you've never been out there, that site, it's an old like rodeo bowl.
That would make sense.
Yeah. And so on the audience sets on one side of the bowl, and then the other side of the bowl is your show. And so you can put ground effects and non-breaking stuff down in the flat part of the bowl, and then you got a stair step up from there. And then at the top of the bowl on the other side is where you put usually your main line of like your five of all your cakes and stuff like that. And so it's a different perspective because your audience is a lot higher. So you're looking down on all your ground effects, and then you're a little bit higher up for the higher stuff. And so it gives a very unique viewpoint. And I think how Travis showcased that viewpoint with the flame pots on the side, I think was brilliant. I mean, it really showcased that ability to see the depth of the field in that sense. And so I think that was something really good. So I don't know if, you know, I would imagine the use of the field helped KCAP win that show as well, because we used the entire field and not just, you know, two lines.
So how wide is the frontage for that?
It's not very wide. You've only got a couple hundred feet to use there. So there's a building on the right side. It's an antique mall that you're really close to. And so you can't shoot, you can't shoot from the right side of the field out to the right, very low angles, because, there's cars and buildings out that way. So you're a little bit restricted on your outside angles a bit. So that shoot side's pretty narrow. You know, most parts, Spirit 76 uses it obviously for most of their demo stuff. And so it works great for them. It's a little bit tighter for show design. So, but yeah, I think overall it was two really good shows. And,
For sure.
Yeah. You know, talking with people afterwards, you know, I mean, I thought the score was a lot closer than it really was. It ended up being a lot bigger of a difference. And, you know, so yeah, definitely, excited that KCAP won again and we brought home another trophy.
Yeah, that's awesome. So where do you guys host? Like, where do you guys keep your trophies and whatnot?
The person who ran the show and won it gets to keep the trophy. So I have the SkyWars trophy from SkyWars here at my house. Yeah. And then basically all these individual, you know, little versus shoots like this, these showdowns, whoever won it, they basically keep the trophy at their house. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so that way you kind of get to keep it and be yours. And then, you know, sometimes I'll bring the SkyWars trophy to club shoots and everybody can take some pictures with it or showcase around it.
Yeah, most definitely.
And we'll do the same thing with the other ones. Like last year, the Christmas party, we brought a bunch of those small ones all that we had won from the versus shoots all together and stuff like that. And so, everybody kind of keep them. Yeah. You awesome. Want it, but you had the help of the club, but yeah, it's yours. You know, keep it, hang on to it, showcase it. Yeah. Take pride in it.
So do you guys do more than just the KCAP versus Mopyro versus at the 76 demo, or do you guys do, you know, just that, or what all entails with that?
Yeah. When we're there, it's just that. Yeah. Dan Haynes from Astro Magic, he ran the demo side of things.
Okay.
And then basically we're there just for the shows for the most part. Yeah. That's all we're there for. You know, Spirit 76 basically gives each team a budget and rules to follow on, you know, 5 to 7 minutes, and here's your field layout. And then you just kind of, you know, when you get there on that Friday, you get your product, you start sorting it out, matching it, getting it ready. And then Saturday you go out and set things up and do your show. And so, that's pretty much the only thing that we actually do there. We've actually, discussed a little while we were there, and we actually talked to Mopyro a little bit, Rob, over at Mopyro, about maybe in the future doing a KCAP Mopyro collab there in Columbia.
Okay.
Just like a fun club shoot where we bring the two clubs together and
that'd be awesome.
Just have just a very casual kind of club meetup and do a little, maybe a little collab kind of club shoots there. So might be something that's coming up in the next year or two. We might work out some details with TMM and maybe Spirit to be able to use that site and do some cooler shows out there. So hoping to be able to, you know, make it a little more friendly environment. Yeah. You know, so it's not competitive and get to know, you know, both sides of the state a little bit more.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's awesome.
And then
I was getting ready to say, I was listening to Jason's podcast with Pyro Talk, and we got a little shout out with him. So appreciate talking to us, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Seen Jason on Saturday. He showed up. It's the first time I'd met him in person. So I've talked to him a couple times on his podcast, and first time we got to meet in person, so we chatted a little bit, and then he went around, did his interviews, and you know, he talked with Travis and Devin, and talked with, I think, Peter as well, and he kind of hung out, and I traded some stickers with him, so I got some.
That's awesome.
I got some Pyro Talk stickers. I gave him some of our stickers, and I passed out some of our stickers to some people around there and some business cards, and so got some of that stuff out there, and then somebody else I had a great chance to talk to was Kevin Andrews. He's doing the 2024 Pro-Am at SkyWars this coming year.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Got to spend a lot of time because he helped out KCAP last year on our SkyWars show. He also helped out at PGI for the Spirit 76 show last year with the drones. And he's obviously doing the Pro-Am this coming year. So He's kind of an honorary KCAP member, essentially, and so we're, he's getting, he'll get a lot of support from KCAP and stuff, and so I got a good chance to kind of talk to Kevin Moore and get to know him and kind of hear what he's thinking and what his ideas are for the program this year. So definitely excited to see what he comes up with, and you know, he's going to involve KCAP a little bit and get some help from us. So I'm sure everybody will be happy to see a swarm of KCAP people out there again, helping out, helping out another show. So, but
the blue shirts or the orange shirts?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, but I see what Kevin has in mind this year, maybe, or something. But yeah, no, I mean, I know there's a lot of competitors out there that have asked for help from KCAP. So I'm sure we'll be all over the field helping everybody out. But it was really good to talk to Kevin and see what he has planned.
Yeah, did John reach out to you? I think he did, didn't he?
Yeah, John's been on our Discord, and we've been there talking. He was like, yeah, hey, if you guys want to help out, I could use some help. So I'm sure, yeah, we'll be out there, and I'm sure we'll be helping out the multiple shows. But yeah, I know Kevin, he's in Wyoming, so it's very challenging for him to be able to, like, you know, equipment-wise and transportation to get everything
to here. Oh, for sure, yeah, so. That's a lot of hassle to get it there.
Yeah, so I offered some services to kind of help him out a little bit, to help get him equipment gathered up and stuff like that. So for all the KCAP people listening to you, just I'll be hitting you guys up probably next couple of months for stuff for SkyWars.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I'll be working with Kevin a little bit just to kind of, you know, make sure he gets a good show out there. So,
you know, and that's something else too. I know we don't even have it on our notes, but if maybe we should create something here in our Discord. And you know, if you have equipment that you're willing to bring to SkyWars to help somebody out, maybe we start a thread or something and, you know, put that up there. Cause I know there are several people that need equipment. They need mods. They need, you know, aluminum like Krayco racks or whatnot. And I think it would be beneficial to maybe get them talks going and use social media or you know, or the Discord to kind of bring that together and chat about that.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be some great opportunities. Yeah, because, you know, we definitely know that, you know, they can get, the shows can get big, it can get hard to transport equipment, and
For sure,
not everybody is lucky enough to be local. You know, KCAP is fairly local, Mopyro is local, so you've got a lot of people who are local to SkyWars, and it's very easy to get equipment. We got a lot of these competitors that are traveling from all the way across country just to do these shows.
Yeah, and, what was it, Florida?
Yeah, the way
you got some.
Yeah, one guy's from Florida. You got, you know, Kevin's from Wyoming. So I mean, you've got a lot of people traveling a long distance, and it's hard for them to bring equipment. So
yeah,
there definitely will be some opportunities for that. And yeah, we just we can start something up, and we get a little bit closer here, and
most definitely,
so I get some threads going for maybe some ask for SkyWars. So that'd be a good idea. Yeah,
help and equipment would be great.
Yeah. So I guess you had some excitement this weekend, it sounds like, right?
We did. Yeah. We had our PGI training, and then kind of was rain threat throughout the day. You know, as you go on, it kind of would clear, it would clear up. And then we ended up, I don't even know how many lines we had or how many items we had. I know there was 7 pages of, I want to tell you, I know there was at least 15 items on every page. So it was a lot of stuff that we fired off. Went really, really well. We were doing some, we did something a little different this year. We have some like single shot, like 1-3 items, right? So we have, like, for example, blue crackling mushroom. So we shot a 3-inch, a 4-inch, a 5-inch, and a 6-inch. And we had, you know, the 3s, 200 feet away from the 4s, 200 feet away from the 5s, 200 feet away from the 6s. So there's like a 600 foot spread. But we actually fired all 4 of them at the same time.
Okay.
And it was pretty unique. I was actually right under it. So I didn't get to see it in person as well. But farther back, you know, watching some videos, it was really cool because you got to see the break time difference
spread across the field, the width wise.
Yeah, the spread across the field, and, you know, the timing, and, you know, the width or the diameter of the break. It's really, it's interesting, I would say, to see how close a 3 and a 4 are together, and then the distance, you know, the 4 is from a 5, and then just how much larger a six is from a, like a five. Like it's really cool. I'd never seen anybody hit them at the same time roughly. And to be able to see that difference, it was pretty unique and really cool. And then to close the night out, we did some fireballs, to kind of heat up, cause it was getting a little chilly, April, whatever. Right. And then we did, six cakes, and I want to tell you it was at least 22 and a half inch chains. I think, 24 3-inch chains and 8 4-inch finale chains was, we kind of stepped it a little bit. And that was our finale. So
you guys don't do like a scripted like type of show or anything like that at your demos?
Yeah. So normally we do. Normally I'll script out like a pyro musical. With Cobra Con 2 weeks ago, I just didn't have time. You know, I was scripting two other fairly significantly large shows. So I didn't have time to, really script anything. We offered it to a couple other people and, they were pretty busy doing some of their own thing, completely understandable. So we just kind of went kind of back to the basics, I guess, and just kind of did a step script and we just pressed buttons and, had a lot of compliments. Actually, it was, everybody was like, wow, it was awesome. Like we're going to end up doing our city show that way or something, so it was pretty cool. We did it in three different positions, so that was nice. And then we ended it, and we kind of said, thanks for coming. And within 3 minutes, it started to sprinkle and started to rain. So, kind of the same deal for, that you guys had. It was really cutting it close. I think this is the one year where we were kind of wishing we had the fire department. We had, 15, 20 mile an hour winds with gust up to 35. It was kind of blowing somewhat at the crowd, so we had to do quite a few intermissions going out there putting out fires, this, that, and the other. But in the end it all worked out. We had a really good time. One of our better attendance one of our better attended demos, and I think everybody enjoyed the product. It all performed exceedingly well. It was phenomenal to see some of the new product we're bringing in, some of the new Night Owl cakes. Didn't have any new single shots in this year yet. I know those are going to be hitting land here pretty soon. Looking forward to that.
Did you guys kind of demo everything from 1-4 novelty stuff all the way up through Pro Line and 1-3 and?
Yeah, we actually did. We started out with smoke, and then we didn't do any fountains or any novelties this year. So we went right into 200s and we did some 500s. I think we did 4 single shots. And then we had a lot of pro cakes, from cakes to compound cakes. And then we had 1-3 cakes. 1-3 shells, 3-inch through 8-inch. I know I talked to you, Donnie, about we have that 6-inch 4D shell. Yeah. And, it's a little high up there on the price, but my God, when you seen it perform, it was just like, yep, that's worth every penny plus. It was really, really good. Same thing with that 8-inch blue to 5 color.
Yeah.
The micro crackle at the end. It was, just really a nice piece. Those are just some of the things that are really standing out in my head. Just, it was overall really, really good.
So do you get a lot of like retailers that come to your demos, or is it a lot of your normal kind of wholesale kind of pyro buyers, or is it kind of a good mix?
It's a good mix. Yeah. We had quite a few people that stayed from the PGI training, to see some of the 1-4 pro that they could buy from taking that. So maybe some of the 1-3. It really was a nice range of everybody from, consumer to wholesaler to retailers that were coming. We do pre-order pickups at the demo, as well as I know a lot of people will come to, they'll actually spend the night and then do a big warehouse pickup. One of my customers, Southern Indiana, huge shout out to Legacy Fireworks. Really do appreciate you guys. You guys came down and picked up your order and had a good time at the demo, and then hung out, you know, obviously loading a trailer on Saturday. Nothing like loading product on a weekend. And it was getting pretty muggy out. Yeah. It was good. It was really, really good.
So is this your guys' only demo for the year then? Or you guys have like another one sometime in the year?
Demo wise. Yeah. We'll host another PGI training, in November. Okay. Usually we do. But we don't do a demo, yeah, that time, just because there's not really people aren't in the purchasing mood, I guess you would say. They're not like in that mindset, yeah, to buy. So, but otherwise, yeah, this is the only time we do a demo. In off time, we'll do, we'll maybe get together as a group of guys and we'll shoot some product and then we'll chop that video up and for, our YouTube channel. But besides that, yeah, this is the only demo that we allow, other people, I would say outsiders, but no, they're not outsiders. They're just, customers to come. So, yep.
So I'm assuming all the demo product will be on your YouTube channel, or is on your YouTube channel, or coming soon?
It will be. Yeah. It's coming soon for the official video. I know they were just talking about editing all that up. I'm guessing it'll be probably this week into beginning of next week. But I know numerous people already have demo videos up on YouTube. Just type in RKM demo 2024. Some of those videos are going to pull up as the Cobra Con demo that we did, or the closing show. But just look for the RKM demo.
The products on your website, you guys will probably update the videos on some of those, because I know you had someone there that might have been missing videos, and I'm sure you guys got videos of those.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we shoot some product. Really, that's where we get almost all of our video for our website, is shooting them at the demo. So we'll find, either videos that are old, videos that are maybe, lackadaisical, they aren't selling the product like they should be, or this, that, or the other, maybe, various reasons. Maybe we don't have the video. Maybe we haven't shot the cake yet. So it's kind of an all-inclusive reason to take video. Yeah.
Cool. And then, everything you guys shot this weekend, anything other than the two shells that kind of stuck out to you as like your favorite, or like the one thing you think somebody should be looking for, like in a consumer cake or something like that?
Yeah. Consumer, I know we were shooting some, if you're looking for, we're out of them now. They absolutely got slammed. Once we shot them, they were 5-inch Damascus shells. Those were really, really good. Those are consumer. If we're looking at pro line, Electric Chair was really good. Slot Canyon Fun, Golden Shower is always a crowd favorite, not just because of the name, but the performance is just it's so good, really, really good. Thunder Kings, lots of Thunder Kings. The 20 shots always a classic, or the 22nd one's always a classic. We have a 400 shot salute kick that goes in 30 seconds. Crazy, but it's really, really good. Pride of America, Screaming Banshee was really, really nice. And then one that I wasn't expecting to be one of my favorites is it's called 100 shot, Mardi Gras. It's a Z shape cake. It's really, really good. As well as we also have a 100 shot blue bouquet with variegated falling leaves. Okay. So it's essentially like our old, not even old. I think we still have some more coming in. We have one it's an X shape. We're out of it. This is a Z pattern or even an, I guess it'd be considered S, 'cause it doesn't stop. But it was really, really nice. And what sucks with it is, falling leaves, they're just pieces of fuse, right? Yeah. So sometimes they won't light if there's, wind. So even with the wind, it was performing exceedingly well.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else we did this year. We shot a cake called Bright Silver Comets. It's 100 shot. That's an S shaped cake. And that one's really cool. I mean, they're super, super bright comets, but we've been, it's been kind of a craze lately to do something to light up the sky and then do smoke. I know I did that at Cobra Con for the Dominator National Anthem. And I don't know. I think I've got some ideas with this bright silver comet I'm going to be looking into. they really light up the sky, so I'm going to be trying a couple things out with that. And then, yeah, I think probably one of the last ones that were kind of really stood out to me was 100-shot red comet to horsetail. Really, really nice cake.
100-shot?
Kind of like the 100-shot, wow. Yep. So it's half the shots as like, you know, golden shower. So it's a nice cake. Yeah, really, really nice cake. So looking forward to the videos coming out on all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to keep our eyes out for some videos. Yeah, excited to see that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, unique one though. For the most unique cake, if you like bright silver comets and then like almost like, I guess Finale 3D would call it an ear, or like almost like a really quick horsetail or waterfall.
Yeah.
49-shot snow scene. That's a really cool piece. You should look that one up. I think you'll like that. It's so unique in what it does.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool cake.
Do you guys have any of those like sky comets, they call them, I guess, in some places?
We do. Yeah. Yeah. Ours is called mercy. What is the name of that one? I'm drawing a blank right now. I know we're out of it. I know we're out of stock on it, but yes, yeah, so we have a 49-shot Z shape sky comet cake. But unfortunately we are out of it. And as soon as it comes back in, I'm going to be taking quite a few for our PGI. So
yeah, no, they've all, been,
yeah, no, that's a really good
one. Yeah. They've always been hard to find sometimes. And so you got to kind of snag them when they come
and
up.
A good, exactly. Yeah. A really good sky comet, yeah. Super hard to find. And, yeah, for the bore size, I think ours is 1.2 inch. And it's really, really good. Yeah, it performs very well. One I did forget to mention, we have a 49-shot gold strobe palm with blue pistol. Beautiful cake. I mean, it's gold. It's almost like a yellow gold. So it's a really unique gold strobe palm. And then that blue pistol just really, it just accents it super, super nice. So, yep, that's a nice one.
Cool. Yeah. If you guys
are, I can't think of anything else. Yeah.
If you guys are interested, just reach out to David there and he'll hook you guys up there.
Definitely.
I know he was getting people signed up from Discord last week. We were chatting and
we were chatting
and getting all the K-Cap guys over there to sign up and hooking them up with the pricing. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Hop on over there and
get
you
squared away. Yeah. Ship to your door.
Yeah. So, talking about like favorite fireworks, you know, the one thing on our list is just like your favorite firework brands.
Yeah.
I know for me, I'm
kind of biased.
You are. You're a little bit biased. I mean, for me, you know, looking through, you know, some of the stuff that I've shoot and have shot over the years, and this kind of thing leads into our guest we have coming up is, I think what Marcus has the fireworks for is the Epic brand. I have purchased
yes.
I've purchased a ton of Epic brand products from him, and have never been disappointed.
Epic is really, really nice stuff. Yeah,
I mean he's got some great cancer shells, plasma torch. I've shot some of those. He's got a lot of cakes. They are a lot more value priced. So if you're looking for something that's some duration cakes for some filler, he's got lots of those that are value priced and they're good quality stuff. And so for me. Kind of one of the off brands out there, I guess house brands. Epic has always been one of my favorite stuff to kind of purchase. And I pick
it up. Now, is that
good?
Do you just? I mean, I guess are you basing this on, you know, consumer, pro, like? Because I know obviously when we, you know, we were talking to him a couple of months ago about when we were wanting to get him on. You know, obviously I know they carry a lot of Dominator. We carry a lot of Dominator. Yeah. So we've actually, you know, ever since we chatted with him a couple months ago, I've actually been looking for, the 50 millimeter, variegated go-getter mines.
Yeah.
Cause I know we don't have any in stock, so I've been waiting, you know, that's just one example thing we've been talking about, but you know, obviously, you know, little plug for them. They do sell Dominator. Yeah. Obviously the Epic brand is really good from them. But Yeah, I mean, are you just basing, you know, favorite brand on?
I mean, and the thing is, most of his Epic brand stuff is consumer based product. I mean, it's not even pro line stuff. And so, when I'm looking for stuff for like my shows, and you're looking for some of that consumer stuff just to kind of fill in there, that's good value. There's some really great stuff that he has out there. You know, he's got some fan cakes, some sliced fan cakes that I shoot them as individual slices. Like, he's got them in. I think it's called Zombie Revenge or something like that. Zombie something. But it's a fan cake, and I cut it down individual slices, and I shoot them slice at a time. And
that's awesome.
That's kind of like what I use it for. So yeah, I use a lot of that stuff, you know, for things I feel like that's some different effects, because sometimes ProLine you get the same little effects on single shots. 62.
Oh yeah, I mean, really, quite a bit of it. You know, like we've talked before, a lot of it's coming out of the same factory. Even the consumer, most of it, I would venture to guess and say up to 80% of the cakes on the market are the exact same thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They're coming from the exact same factories.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of times I'm looking for that consumer stuff. I'm looking for, because maybe sometimes that product has some variation in it, you know, and I want that variation in my show, where a ProLine item is just a single effect a lot of times. And so that's kind of stuff I look for. So that, yeah, I mean, I've also been a huge consumer of Spirit of 76 product. Obviously, they're close. It's super easy to order and drive and go pick it up and not have to pay for shipping. I've always enjoyed their ProLine stuff. I think they have some really good ProLine stuff coming from out of there. They've got some Golden Rain comets that I really like a lot that I use a lot. They have a long duration, kind of a golden tail to them. So I like, always like those a lot. So
when you shoot those, say, like a 45, Do they have like that droopy tail almost?
That's the effect that when you shoot them out, like I shoot them out across the field, and you kind of get that that view, that golden kind of rain kind of look. And they could last a little bit longer. I think they're just a little bit short on their duration, so I'd be happy if they I'd be happy if I got just a little bit longer duration out of it. But if you're going for that nice golden look with like a hint of blue, They're absolutely perfect for that. So I really like those a lot. Kind of some of the favorite things I kind of look for really is, you know, stuff like that. And then obviously, you know, Dominator has a ton of good stuff out there. I've been using for quite a while as well. So,
For flames and like gerbs, and I mean, obviously quite a few people have the strobes, but when it comes to flames and gerbs, I mean, 76 has some stuff. Besides those two brands, it's not a lot. I mean, I know there's a lot of companies jumping on the ProLine bandwagon, but they're not jumping on like the meticulous stuff.
Yeah, the ground effects.
Like, show designers want. Right. They're jumping on, you know, the compound cakes or, you know, the longer duration cakes that, you know, maybe a thump junkie would want, or, you know, like a street burner or whatever you would call somebody. Right. I do appreciate the companies that are, you know, trying to get the flames, trying to get the strobes and gerbs and that unique stuff. I think that's something that really is missing in the market.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, from KCAP, we just did a group buy from Kellner's, and we bought every piece of ground stuff they had in stock. I mean, we cleaned them out.
Yeah.
Like every flame, gerb, strobe, like everything they had in stock, we completely cleaned them out, because as a club, we really needed some, and it's so hard to find that stuff right now. And I think I got I got an email from one of the vendors just I think today or yesterday. They got a bunch of 60-second stuff in, and sometimes 60-second stuff is a little bit long, and you want 30-second stuff, you know. And so
I got some 30.
I think there is a market for more ground effects to be made out there. It really is a very small market of who's making it and importing that stuff. It's
and tough. I get it. Like, there's not a lot of people out there that use it.
Correct. Yeah. The average consumer isn't using a ground effect at their 4th of July party.
Right. And I guess for me, I've been watching a lot of like Maltese shows. For whatever reason lately, I've been kind of on like a binge of watching Maltese shows. And they're notorious for using the low ground effects, and really accenting a lot with the ground, you know, clearing the sky with the ground stuff or using ground stuff to clear the ground. Like, it's, you know, not even just using your mid levels with single shots. It's, you know, they're going ground to sky. And I really appreciate that artwork.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, having that mixture in your show. Yeah. I mean, it kind of goes back into the Spirit of 76 showdown where, you know, KCAP used those ground effects to kind of, you know, give a different perspective, a different view of the show and kind of highlight the ground underneath all those effects. And I think it's important to have those, especially in your show design. And that was one of the things I had told Kevin about his program show. If I had a word of advice for him, and I told him, you know, don't neglect your ground effects, because that's an important piece of putting together the whole picture, is being able to use ground effects.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Like, why do you think that people don't carry the ground effects? Besides, like, if the compound cakes and, you know, the new rules and regulations were not, you know, a deciding factor, like, why do you think companies don't produce that?
I mean, it's a very small market of people who are using ground effects. I mean, like I said, the average consumer isn't looking for ground effects for their holiday parties, and most of that stuff is pro line type product anyway, so your average consumer isn't going to buy that anyway. So it's pretty much something that's almost specifically just for, you know, the people who are doing shows, you know, your prosumers and your professional shows, who even your city displays, they don't use ground effects really. You're not going to see strobes and flame pots at a city show. I mean, so it's very much of a small market.
Crazy like me, sometimes I'll do that.
Right. But. So I mean, so the market for ground effects is small. So I mean, for somebody to go out and to start up fresh making ground effects at a brand new factory, it's probably going to be difficult, because you're not going to be purchasing a whole container full of ground effects. Like, I mean,
right. And I know I'll tell you kind of the backstory why we don't carry as many is, you know, the MOQ to get that product here is so high, you know, it might take you 10 years to go through all the flames in said color. You know, I mean, it's rare that somebody wants a yellow flame or, but if you're doing a rainbow or something, like, you know, it's like you need that unique item, you need that unique color. And you just, it's almost come to a point where I need it. Like,
yeah,
somebody needs to produce it, because we need those items.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll do a lot of shows. I'll just go in and just grab a handful of mixed strobes and not really care what color they are. I'm just like, okay, I need 30 second strobes. I need 10 of them. I'm just going to grab whatever random colors I have, and I'll just pair them up and toss them in the show, because it might not be color specific for me at that point, you know, or sometimes maybe it is. I'm looking for just red flames or red strobes, and that's what I want, right. You know, so other times it's just, you know, grab whatever's on hand and create a full color effect and see what happens. So, I mean,
yep.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that might be some good discussions maybe we have with, you know, with Ed again, and it's like that, you know, and be like, hey, you know, how can we get more ground effects? Like, we need some more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you're talking about your favorite brands. Obviously I've kind of partial to, not even kind of, I am very partial to, Night Owl, love Night Owl product. Not just because, you know, it is brought in by the company I work for, but, you know, that being said, it is produced and it is designed, you know, by pyros for pyros. It's designed, you know, by designers for designers. So it's really good quality stuff. So yeah, there are some items, you know, the price is up there.
Yeah.
But it's a unique item. So that's what makes it, you know, justifiable, to, you know, have to produce it, have that unique, company produce it. Yeah. So that we can get those unique items. Yeah.
So if Night Owl doesn't exist, where Night Owl doesn't exist? Night Owl does not exist in your world. Where are you going to get your product at?
Dominator.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Dominator. For pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I would say Class B is a really nice brand. Let's see. Man, I'm drawing a blank. Vulcan stuff, man. I really like Vulcan yeah. stuff. Really nice stuff. Ricasa. High quality. It's ridiculously priced, but I mean, it's, you know, the quality is there. I mean,
do you even see Ricasa being? I mean, where's Ricasa even imported in the U.S.? Like, is anybody even carrying it in the U.S.?
Pyrotechnico, I believe, okay, carries it. Yeah, I have a couple pieces in my office because we've been looking at some of that stuff. So, never know what we'll come up with. But yeah, I mean, just some of their unique effects, like they have their lightning mines, or they have their I'm drawing a blank here, trying to remember what we were looking at. The motor mines that they have, I don't know if you've ever seen those before.
I don't think I have. No.
Those are really cool. So you ever watch a show and you'll see the mine go, and it almost looks like it stops, and then they just continue to like rise. Yeah. So those are motor mines.
Okay.
It's such a unique item, and I feel like there is a market for it. I feel like there's people that could use it if we could bring it in.
So it's kind of like a delayed mine, right? So you get the mine effect that comes out, and then the time delay on the little motors.
And then it rises.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's unique, to say the least, but it's, really cool stuff. So those would probably be some of my top brands. Obviously Pyroland stuff is
crazy. It's
high quality color.
Yeah.
Great stuff. I guess those are kind of be my go-to brands.
Yeah. I'll have Pyroland stuff probably on a PGI pre-order, I would imagine.
Yeah, most definitely. Yep. I plan on ordering some stuff. I know I got some stuff brought out to me to CobraCon, so I was pretty excited about that. Sailor's Warning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Sailor's Warning. He had to rename it.
Yeah. Got to make sure you say that right. Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
all right.
So next week, we've got a great episode coming up next week.
We do. Yeah. As I said, we've been talking to Marcus here for a couple months, trying to get him lined up for, getting him on for an episode. I know we're going to be talking to him about, just a number of things with, you know, what does he carry? Maybe starting out a small business.
Yeah, I know.
Rules and regulations.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten a lot of feedback from KCAP about people wanting to know about the whole small business thing. So I know that's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be intriguing. Yeah, I think it'll be a big topic that I kind of want to focus on with Marcus is, you know, running the firework business and stuff. You know, cause I feel like, you know, he's got a successful business and. Yeah, he's definitely important to the pyro community. I mean, like what he does is
very,
brings a lot of value add. And so I really want to dig into, you know, how he started it up and what he's kind of doing to continue the success of the small business. So, because there's a lot of interest in everything KCAP of some people who are starting their own small business kind of pyro thing. And so I think they're wanting to get some ideas. And so, we'll have a lot of questions, I think, for Marcus around that and kind of focus a lot on, you know, how he's gotten to where he is and how he continues to grow.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm really looking forward to talking to Marcus and seeing, you know, how we can help him out with plugging his business, getting the awareness out for Fireworks Forever there in Wisconsin.
I do know he's got a sale going on right now too. If you hit him up, no KCAP. Okay. KCAP's working on, I think, doing a group buy with him because I think he's got some sales going on. So, looking for some pyro, I would definitely hit up Marcus and.
Yeah,
check it out, because he's got a lot of stuff coming in if you're on his email thing. So
yeah,
if you're into 20 and 22 and 25 millimeter mines, he's got cases and cases coming in. So
go and
snatch all that stuff up, because if not, KCAP's going to beat you to it probably.
This is something else that I want, is something smaller than a 25 or 22. And the reason I want that is, you know, you have these guys that have, you know, 70-foot towers. You put a 22 millimeter mine on there, it's still going to touch the ground.
Yeah.
So I know obviously you can go and get like stuff from, you know, Next Effects or RES, you know, but that's like closer indoor procs. And I don't know. I think smaller, would be unique.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. For sure. Yeah. So, yeah. So I think that's what we got coming up next week. And yeah. Going to start wrapping up the season here coming up after that. So
yeah, crazy. What else is going on in the pyro world?
Man, I don't think really a whole lot else. I mean, I can think of what's going on right now. So I mean, we just,
demos, lots of demos.
I know lots of demos this time of year and trainings and stuff like that. So
Sure, quite a few. Well, I believe there was several this weekend. Yeah. Obviously, bunch last weekend.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, really kicks off into busy season.
Absolutely, yeah. Get your orders in.
Get your orders in. Yeah. Once we hit June 1st, we actually have something on our calendar. It's June 1st is labeled Hell Month on our calendar. So it's coming.
Absolutely.
It's good, but it's coming. So
yeah.
And then as always, if you're looking to get into our Discord, chat with fellow pyros, keep up the spirit of fireworks, jump over to our Discord. We'll tag that in the bio of this week's episode. Come over and join. I know usually Tuesday nights we've been jumping on and hanging out, chatting after we record an episode. Yeah, it's just a good time over there.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah. It's always nice to hang out there. Bobby, I know we've been playing games over there in the evenings, and some of us have been on there pretty late at night. So come on in there and join us and hang out and chat. And sure, we'll be in there tonight. I know a lot of KCAP is on Stormwatch tonight. So a lot of
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of storms rolled through the Midwest. So I think some more.
Yeah, they're
been kind of a crazy
stuck
weather.
At home, like nothing else to do. Might as well jump on.
Yeah, so I'll be at least kind of hang out. So we'll be over there probably in a little bit. So
yeah, good stuff.
So all right, guys. Well, it's been another week of Pyro Unleashed. Catch us next week on Wednesday as well. We'll have Marcus. And until then, go out and unleash your inner pyro.
This has been another episode of Pyro Unleashed. Come back each week for more industry insights, technical tips, and awesome pyro designs. Have fun out there, be safe, and as always, remember to unleash your inner pyro with us.